We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Reverend Father Vijay Thomas. Vijay Hudson is presently serving as the Assistant Vicar of St. Gregorios Basilios Orthodox Church in central New Jersey. Hudson has previously joined us for Saluto and has given devotional messages, and at this time we welcome Hudson back and invite him to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barkmore, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit, and grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Tonight's devotional message comes from St. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. St. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. Then he said to them all, if you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world but lose and forfeit themselves? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words, of them the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past Sunday was a special day in America. It was a special day not only because it was Maialto within the church, but in America it was an unofficial holiday, and that is, it was the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl for America is like a cricket game in India, a game where India faces Pakistan and the whole country goes to their television and watches. In the same way, this one game throughout the whole year is a time for everyone to gather together and to enjoy this game that is called football, so it doesn't use feet as much. The game of football is about one team trying to bring a ball shaped like an egg 100 yards to the end zone for a touchdown. But the hard part about it is that another team is working to stop them. The team with the ball has one purpose, but it's not so easy to accomplish it. They have four tries to reach their goal. And football is a lot like life. They have four tries to reach their goal, and in a similar way, we have 24 hours every day to accomplish our goal and our purpose. The problem where football and life sometimes don't mix is that in football, you know where your end zone is. But in life, many of us don't know where we are going. We don't know our purpose. We don't know where to go forward. Our enemy, Satan, wants to confuse us and stop us from accomplishing our goal and purpose. But he uses different tactics to get us to lose sight of the end goal, to be confused about where we are going. And so it's often that so many people end up veering left or right and going out of bounds, not knowing what to do or where to go from there. Every day we live, but without direction. And so direction is extremely important. It is important that each of us understands what is our purpose. If you were to ask a bunch of children, what is our purpose? Let's say children in our churches. The common answer would be, one, the purpose of each and every one of us is to praise God. And that's great. They've definitely read their Sunday school books, and they understand the idea of humanity trying to be people of worshiping God. Another common answer that many others would say is to help others and spread love. So these answers are not really the purpose. It is good that we help others and praise God and spread love. But this is what we do, not why we do it. To answer why we praise God and help others and love each other, we have to realize what is that one goal. That goal and purpose is very simple. It goes back to what we do every Sunday. What we do every Sunday is we come together and we eat and drink of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Why do we do this action? Because the end goal, because our goal is to be like Him. We are what we eat. So when we eat of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it is our hope that we would be like Him, one with Him. We are all called to be like Jesus Christ. And now you're thinking to yourself, but Jesus Christ is holy. He's God. I mean, I can try to be like Jesus, but would I ever really be like that? It's not enough for us to allow ourselves to think that we can't be it, and so we'll just give a good old college try to it. We must do everything possible to follow after Jesus Christ. The mission and purpose of every single person should be to transform, to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. We believe in a God who makes the impossible possible. A God who can make a sinner, through grace, transform to be a reflection of God Himself. It is in this belief of the impossible being possible that we come together every Sunday to believe that ordinary bread and wine can become the holy body and blood of God. So we must work towards this mission, towards the mission of transforming not only that bread and wine into the body and blood, but to transform ourselves. It is time for us to change, time for us to set our eyes on the purpose that God has called us to. He has told us, come and follow me. But let us follow our Lord and God. And as we read St. Luke chapter 9, verses 23, He said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. So we must take up our crosses. We must do that daily. Because every day we have an opportunity. It's not necessarily four downs, but it's 24 hours. And in those 24 hours, we are called to get closer and closer to that end zone, to follow Him, to become like Him, to be one with Him. Let today, this evening, be a day that you begin to fulfill your purpose. Keep your eyes fixed on the end zone. That means keep your eyes fixed on Him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my prayer and hope that each and every one of you would be able to take this mission and this goal forward, not looking back, but going forward. So let us pray. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for His living words to us, unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.